This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is pushing Congress to pass a $1.9 trillion recovery plan, which has been met with resistance from mostly Republican lawmakers worried about the swelling national debt. During a meeting with House Democrats, President Biden said he's looking forward to them taking action on the coronavirus recovery package.
I appreciate you all coming over because in the urgency with which you're moving, this is about people's lives. This is not just about numbers. This is about people's lives. People are really, I don't tell any of you, they're really hurting.
After the meeting, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told reporters she hopes the House can send a coronavirus relief package to the Senate within 2 weeks. Pelosi also said she thinks a budget reconciliation bill is needed to have a guarantee of results on coronavirus relief, and the House will pass such a bill Friday. Belgium will reopen hairdressers and barbershops February 13th, slackening its lockdown despite the spread of the British coronavirus variant, the prime minister said Friday. Zoos will also open February 13th, a week after camping sites, in time for the coming carnival holiday, in a gesture to Belgians who are blocked from traveling outside the country for non-essential travel. Belgium has been one of the worst-hit countries in the world by the pandemic, with more than 21,000 dead, representing one of the world's worst per capita death rates. South Africa has secured enough COVID-19 vaccine for at least 26 million people and knows where it will get the remaining doses it needs, the health minister said Friday. It plans to start inoculation soon after receiving its first million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine from the Serum Institute of India this week. It aims to vaccinate two-thirds of its population to reach herd immunity. This is VOA News. Johnson & Johnson is asking federal regulators to clear its COVID-19 vaccine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Unlike the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, this one is just a single dose, an easier-to-use option in the virus fight. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine does not seem quite as effective as the two-dose versions, but preliminary results from a massive study show it offers strong protection against moderate to severe COVID-19. The Food and Drug Administration's independent advisors will publicly debate the vaccine's data in 3 weeks before making a recommendation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Twitter was restricted Friday night in Myanmar, according to internet monitoring group NetBlocks and witnesses in the country that saw its government overthrown in a coup this week. The disruption happened around 10 p.m. local time. Several supporters of arrested Burmese activists showed up outside a Mandalay court where the activists were brought for a court appearance, AP's Charles de la Desmo reports.
Supporters hauled flowers, hoping to get inside the court compound, but were not allowed to do so by the police. They flashed the three-finger protest gesture that's become a symbol of defiance during civil disobedience gatherings in recent days for those who are against last Monday's military coup. The supporters sang the song Kaba Makayabu, or We Won't Be Satisfied Until the End of the World, which is sung to the tune of Dust in the Wind, a 1977 song by the American rock group Kansas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Speaker of the Democratic Republic of Congo's Senate, Alexis Thambwe Mwamba, tendered his resignation Friday, according to a letter seen by AFP, in the latest move to sideline allies of former President Joseph Kabila. In a letter to the Senate's Supervisory Bureau, the former speaker said, quote, trust no longer exists between a group of senators and myself, end quote, referring to plans by a majority of legislators to file a censure motion against him. Egypt has freed a journalist for Qatar's Al Jazeera, a security source said Friday, after 4 years in jail without trial following the end last month of a rift between the two Arab states. Mahmoud Hussein, an Egyptian national who had been imprisoned since December 23, 2016, was released Thursday night, the Egyptian security source told AFP without elaborating. Switzerland will mark 50 years since women won the vote Sunday, dismally late for a country that prides itself on having one of the oldest democracies in the world. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.